Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Carl Szabo is with us, folks. Carl is a new friend, but his organization is not new to us. We know NetChoice very well. The founder of that organization, Steve Del Bianco, has been with us many times before, and Carl is the policy counsel there at NetChoice. Carl Szabo, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back, or good to have you on the show, and sorry that I know Steve has something else to come up. Thank you for filling in for him and telling him we said hello. Carl, my audience has heard me discuss the eye-awful list that you guys have produced now, seven or so of these. You do it every 6 months, and tell the audience what the eye-awful list is comprised of.
So, Jim, the eye-awful list is first off, just a really clever acronym. It stands for the Internet Advocates Watch List for Ugly Laws. What we do is every 6 months we take a look at what the state and federal governments have been doing legislatively and figure out which are the 10 worst laws for e-commerce, which will create the highest barriers, and we try to raise awareness of them and hopefully stop their implementation.
Well, especially since a lot of these things are happening under the cover of darkness, they're slid through in places that where nobody would know. It doesn't get any coverage in the news, but when they do see the light of day as enacted and enforced and promulgated, it actually impinges upon the productivity of e-commerce.
That's right, Jim. Actually, coming off of our September list, 8 of our top 10 actually failed to become law, and one of them was a Missouri law that prevented teachers and students from being friends on Facebook. And Missouri actually, in part because of our helping to shine a light on it, but also a lot of the work of other people, decided to actually repeal that law. So that was definitely a big win.
Good for
us.
You. Good news. All right, so let's talk about number 10, prohibiting information sharing among businesses. What does that mean?
So it's a good idea on its face. This is an Oklahoma law that would prohibit companies from sharing consumers' information without express written consent
of
the consumer.
Sounds like good privacy policy to me.
Exactly. Sounds like a great idea. Unfortunately, it's in the implementation where the problems arise. So if a consumer's credit card is stolen, the credit company might not be able to contact the consumer's bank to help prevent fraud.
It goes too far, doesn't it? It throws the baby out with the bathwater, doesn't it?
Exactly. And sometimes that's what a lot of these bills are. They're good ideas, but the problem is they just aren't good in practice.
Well, it's because politicians have a very narrow depth of field. If you're a photographer, you know what I'm talking about. When they see things very narrowly. It's pretty much what's right in front of them. The concept of cause and effect, I don't know why it is, Carl, but for some reason, when people get elected to office, the whole idea of cause and effect goes right out the window for them, doesn't it?
Yeah, that sometimes happens. I mean, we're seeing it again. Number 8 on our list is actually the cyberbullying bills.
Yeah.
Also a great idea. Kids are mean, and we're trying to help kids from being less mean online.
Yeah.
But once again, these bills just go too far. Ohio has a bill that makes it a crime to use a web page or a blog to cause emotional distress to any Ohio resident. So this isn't just children. It's any resident.
Things are starting to get out of hand here, Carl. Did you see the other day, I think it's Maryland, a state near you, some of the school systems are not letting the children have best friends. Did you see that?
Oh, No, I missed
they're,
that article.
They literally
but I'll
are telling
pull that
the
up.
Children they can't have best friends, and one of the reasons is because it can be painful when the person decides not to be your best friend anymore. I mean, come on, get out of our lives, government.
Kids are kids, and you know there were bullies before the internet arrived,
and there'll be some afterwards.
So what we should try doing is curbing the behavior, not the way it's done.
What about this online dating restriction? See, this is interesting to me. My wife won't let me date, Carl. But what does this mean?
So the online dating restrictions, once again, well intentioned. The goal is to make online dating safer. And what it would require is an online dating site to either post on its front page, no, we don't do any background checks, or yes, we do background checks. But the problem is the background checks are only a name search. So if I'm John Smith and I'm a bad guy, all I need to do is sign up on the dating site as John Smithsonian, and suddenly my background is no longer accurately displayed.
Right. Okay.
So it creates a false sense of security for people who might go to the website.
So you'd like to see it changed by doing what?
We need to encourage sites to protect their users and allow the sites to just develop the best screening mechanisms they can. Because remember, it's in an online dating site's interest to protect its consumers and engender
So don't regulate it. Have the companies compete through their own security.
That's exactly it, Jim.
Yeah,
that's
leave the
exactly
government
it.
Out of these things. I promise you, the businesses know more than the government does.
Businesses can operate at the speed of the internet.
Right.
Government operates at the speed of legislation.
That's another thing. You know, I covered the Microsoft, the USB Microsoft case with Jonathan Zuck and Steve DeBianco, two of your associates, the leaders of Act and No Choice. And I covered that with them for a long time, for 2 or 3 years as it was going on. And it was obvious to me that the government's antitrust regime was not going to ever be able to keep up with technology. And as it turns out, before they got around to getting a ruling, technology went completely around the offense that they claimed Microsoft caused.
And that's the problem. It's a long, protracted process, especially when you get the courts involved.
Right. Quickly, give us NetChoice website and tell us about NetChoice, quickly.
NetChoice is an e-commerce trade association, and our main goal is to stop unduly burdensome government regulations on the internet. Our website is netchoice.org, and you can read the full iAwful list at awful.com.
All right, check it out, folks, and you can see the details of it, too, there. Going to be right back with Carl Szabo after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.